What's going on, guys? Welcome to Freedom of Mind. Ray Wilt in the house. We do got L via satellite again. That's all right. Check this out. I got a Speak Your Mind segment talking about something deep related to all of the drama that's going on with the police brutality. And then we're going to get at y'all again with the main part of the show, which is similar subjects, but a little bit of pop culture in there, mixed up in there. And, you know, of course, rest in peace, DMX. Man, DMX meant a lot to both of our lives. So we're going to go over things like that. And y'all stay tuned, y'all. All right? Freedom of mind. Yeah, speak your mind, Ray Will. Yeah, we got this ongoing police brutality stuff going on. This stuff has been going on, obviously. You know, people getting away with stuff. I guess, you know, how they do it, how they go about it, probably got a whole lot to do with it. I'm going to be honest, not to excuse it, I'm not. But I'm just saying, you know, how people go about it. It has to have a factor, you know. Let's take a, you know, typical racist white person who, like I said, you know, friendly, polite, don't show signs of being a malicious person, being a violent person. You know, they don't look threatening already. You know what I'm saying? They're white, you know. Hey, let's say, you know, clean cut, you know, nice haircut or whatever. Probably got a good career or whatever, or looks like, at least looks the part, you know, then, you know, maybe was in the military and, you know, got some college in his background. He got a good career. You know, seemed like a pretty normal guy. You know, don't seem like a guy that can harm anyone. And then, you know, becomes a cop and, you know, he goes around and assaults and kills a black person. Assaults black people and kills one of them in the process, and maybe even two, whatever, you know, who knows. You know what I'm saying? And then it got recorded and it got captured on, you know, Facebook Live. And next thing you know, he's pretty popular and a lot of people know who he is because of what he did. And, you know, some people label him as a bad guy and others don't. And, you know, he loses his job, still has his pension, whatever, you know, loses his job. Goes through a court case, and then he gets acquitted, and eventually he gets his job back. That sounds pretty typical. So it's like this has been going on for years, decades. You know, it's been a problem. But I guess if you go about it a certain way, and if you look a certain way, then, you know, you'll be acquitted. And then people like to use the past as an excuse. What I mean by that is, you know, because, you know, that process, that sequence that I just gave y'all, it just kind of went away. You know, they essentially got away with what they did, literally got away with murder. And, you know, that formula works. And since that worked and nobody's really talking about it anymore, hell, it was like we act as if nothing happened. Big fucking deal. And then it happened decades ago. Follow me, y'all. It happened decades ago, right? Let's say it happened 30 years ago. Why are you saying, and then people that may bring that up again? Like, why do you, and they say, well, why do you keep bringing that up? That happened 30 years ago. Let it go. You know why? Because you guys keep doing it. And you got away with it in the first place. And then you kind of kept it on the wraps. So you didn't address it properly. It's just like this. It's just like a wound. Or if someone hurt themselves, right? They hurt themselves really bad. Let's say they broke their leg, their femur bone, whatever, right? And let's say, like, you know, they broke it so bad or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're bleeding internally. And they don't get, they don't even go to the hospital. Nobody even cares. They got hurt. They didn't even go to the hospital. Or let's say if they did, nobody really treated it. They didn't really care. And then they just went on, they sent them on their way. They didn't patch them up. They didn't even go to physical therapy, nothing. They didn't go do shit. And just, so now this person is walking with a limp. But they're still able to walk. You know what I'm saying? They taught themselves how to walk again, but they're limping really bad. And then eventually they start learning that, you know, they starting to feel other elements around their body. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel these other elements around their body or whatever. Next thing you know what I'm saying? I don't know, maybe they got cancer, right? And not knowing that that cancer came from that leg that they hurt and it wasn't attended to. So to make a long story short, you know, this person did not get treated well because it wasn't addressed properly in the first place. So it just, the pain keeps lingering. That's America, people. That sequence I just gave you, or that analogy I just gave you, that is an example of black people. You know what I'm saying? That keeps getting fucked over and nobody gives a shit. And then you come up with all of these different types of reasonings and excuses and all that. Oh, well, you guys do it to each other and this and that and this. And what I would have to say about that is obviously that has nothing to do with that. And then you're part of the problem. It's been set up that way. You know what I'm saying? You know, we've been brought over here. You know, not even brought, kidnapped. We've been kidnapped over here. And then we got set free, so to speak. But then, you know, people are still bitter. So they still want to put us through bullshit. And a lot of us get out of that environment. And we go from one extreme to the next. Well, we still got to deal with people who don't respect us as human beings. And then they put us in these communities or whatever that they built and designed because they don't want us around them. And then they don't have shit in those environments. You know, they call them projects. You know, they don't have shit for us in those environments. And then, you know, we don't really have any jobs. We don't really, you know, we can't really advance and all this bullshit. So, you know, we're going through that and we don't have nothing. You know, we don't have jobs. We don't have the education. We don't have nothing. And what do you expect for people to do? I'm not making excuses, but what do you expect for people to do at this point? You limit them. You know what I'm saying? It's like these mind games they keep playing. This shit is not going anywhere. So now you're going through all of this public scrutiny because, hell, it's working. You know what I'm saying? It's doing something. It's some kind of progress because we can't do shit. We're fucking helpless. We can't do a goddamn thing. You can't fight a fair fight. You know what I'm saying? Knuckle for knuckle, fist for fist, legitimacy. You know what I'm saying? If it was a fair fight, you're going to be probably on some kind of enhancement or something or whatever, you know. We can't fight a fair fight. So what the fuck can we do? We're helpless. Literally. What the fuck can we do? You know, you keep coming up with all these excuses. But guess what? You know what I'm saying? Exposure seems to work. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's been working. You play this old innocent role like you innocent, but really, y'all some fucked up people. Not all of y'all, but a lot of y'all. Y'all some fucked up people and y'all get away with shit. That's the problem. And it's slowly catching up to you. And it's being shown and it's being used against you. Because it works for you guys too. It works for each other, another. Where, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, you don't like the racist label. Oh, don't call me racist. I'm not racist. Well, yes, the fuck you are. You killing innocent people for no fucking reason. That's the reason why your ass became a cop. So you can get away with abusing and oppressing people, black people. That's why you got onto the job in the first place. Because that's how you really feel. So, I mean, yeah, you deserve the exposure. Obviously, you deserve conviction. You deserve to be charged. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just the same old shit going on or whatever. It's not gonna help. It's not gonna change unless it gets addressed properly, and unless you hold people accountable. Point blank. Period. That's all I have to say, y'all. Accountability. Yeah, so, L, man, did you hear about that shooting? It's another damn shooting that happened. I believe it was in Minnesota. But yeah, it was pretty much a lady cop this time, a white lady cop by the name of, let me see if I can get her name too. Let me see. That lady name. Okay, here we go. Kimberly Potter, right? She was what makes matters worse is that she was a trainer, or you know, she's a trainer, and she's been with the police force for quite some time. And to make matters even worse is that also is that she's the president of their union. So yeah, man, so let me see if I can get more. It is, man. It's crazy. It's like overwhelming, and I think a big reason why it's overwhelming, and it's like it just keeps happening and keep happening because it's been happening. It's just been kept under the wraps. But you see, that's the power of white supremacy, man. That's why it's so powerful, and that's why it's so effective. It's because it's being done behind closed doors. And then while it is being done, you know, it's not really, you know, no one really addresses it. So it's just going to keep going unless something will be done about it. And it just seems like nothing will be done, you know, until there's bloodshed. You know, I'm not trying to declare war or start war or saying that that's what should happen. Oh, well, white supremacy, man, you know, like, well, yeah, but okay, I'm gonna give you the definition, right? Or a definition based off of, I guess this is based off of Oxford, right? So the belief that white people constitute a superior race and should therefore dominate society, typically to the exclusion or detriment of other racial and ethnic groups, in particular black or Jewish people. You know, they gotta include Jewish people in there. So they consider it a belief, right? So, pretty much, I'm gonna get this straight. I want to explain this. I want to explain about manipulation. I believe I was talking to you about this. No, this is serious though. Let me explain this. Hold on to that, bro. We're gonna talk about the fun stuff in after this, bro. Just kind of wanted to kind of just bring that up. And plus, you didn't even hear about this because there's always some shit going on with the police shooting unarmed black people. You know what I'm saying? It's always some shit. It's like every day. But anyhow, I just want to explain some things. But like I said, it's all about manipulation. Manipulation rules the world, not money. People allow money to have power and influence. Money is something that's man-made. So, you know, in order for you to have social power and influence, you know, you got to have manipulation. And I think that when it comes to white supremacy, that's what they have. They have manipulation over the society. And people, you know, with white supremacy, it's like a mentality. It's like an attitude that you have. It's like a hidden agenda that you have. And you want to keep it going. You feel what I'm saying? You want to keep... You know, the hidden agenda is like... They've been on a mission, L. They've been on a mission to control people, to control the society, ever since this country was built. Ever since they came here, they've been on a mission to control people. But it's a little different when it comes to black people. Like, these people really have a problem with black people. It's gotten to the point where it's like it's sociopathic. You feel what I'm saying? Well, it's probably been at that point. But they have a real true problem against black people. It's weird. It really is. But so they do extra shit against us. You know what I'm saying? I you know, people speculate all the time, and you know, or you know, black people pose the biggest threat, or you know, okay, well, you trying to tie them in like they one of the same, and they're not. Those are different types of issues. You know what I'm saying? They may kind of relate because you're talking about gun violence, but they don't relate, L. They don't. I'm trying to clarify and talk about, you know, black people in particular being killed by white cops. That's what I'm talking about, and it ties into white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm doing. No, it's cool. That's cool. That's what I'm doing. I'm explaining it. I'm talking about white supremacy. I'm talking about hidden agendas. I'm talking about they doing whatever by any means necessary to keep oppressing us. And they do it. A lot of them do it. You see, white supremacists, they don't want to really. First of all, very few of them let it be known who they are. And that's when people are like, oh, those are white supremacists, you're talking about KKK. No, those aren't the only participants of white supremacy. You got some people where they don't follow it or whatever, they don't keep up with it and all that kinds of stuff, but they participate in it here and there. You feel what I'm saying? When you talk about white privilege, that coincides with white supremacy, because you're taking advantage of the things that you have available to you socially. You understand what I'm saying? There's some things you can do, and there's some things you can get away with just because you're white. That all was set up by white supremacy. And you know what I'm saying? So you're not going to show it, and that's how they are. They don't really show it. Like if you're talking to, let's say you're talking to a racist white person, you may not know that they're racist right off the top. You won't know until you learn their actions, until you learn their past. They're not going to show it. They just act this is friendly, and they could be the most polite people. Some of them are. A lot of them are very polite, friendly. But they see, that's a front. So, you know, you're not going to really show it in that way. You're going to be underlying. You're going to be discreet about how you really are, how you really feel about things. You feel what I'm saying? And it works. It's been working for them for hundreds of years. The shit works. You know what I'm saying? They just keep, they keep going about their way in that way. And you know what I'm saying? One of the things that they do is, it's like, okay, for us to keep oppressing these black people, I want to become a cop. I can become a cop or be part of law enforcement. And that way, that gives me an excuse for me to oppress, for me to violate, and for me to rough up some black people. I can even get away with killing them. You know what I'm saying? And Chauvin might very well get away with it. He probably is going to get away with it. You know what I'm saying? He's probably going to get a slap in the wrist, probably going to get manslaughter or whatever, and go on about his way. And then a few years later, he can be a cop again. And oh, by the way, that cop that killed, that shot, he didn't kill him, but he shot that brother in the back. That I think it happened in the Midwest somewhere, Minnesota or Wisconsin somewhere. I think it was Wisconsin, right? He's reinstated. He's back doing his cop thing again. I guess they felt that the whole public attention kind of died out, so they went on ahead and reinstated it. That was the whole plan. That is an example of white supremacy. That is an example of their hidden agenda. Is they keep that guy's a hero. That guy did something. He did a service to their cause. He went ahead and he roughed up and almost killed a black man. They love shit like that. That's what they do, so they can keep it going, so they can keep the control. So like, you got to look at the big picture. They do, and they just continue. They got this thing going on. It's been going on for years in this country, and they just gonna continue to do it. They just don't express it outwardly or publicly. They don't even show it publicly. What they do, but you got to notice it. You got to really pick up on it. So that's just my take. I just wanted to explain that. So what you got for us, L? You wanted to ask me something, or you wanted to talk about some other stuff, man? What you got, bro? What you got, man?
Wait, what was the question, man? I'm mad.
What new do you got to say, man?
Man, what I got to say is, young motherfuckers, y'all need to stop smoking that shit a lot of times, man. Cause y'all young. Listen, I'm 24. You know what I'm saying? But as a young one, at 14, smoking that shit, man. I done lost some girls in the brain.
Okay, so, oh well, you know this country, this society got a drug problem too. This, you know, so, I just gotta say, you know, ain't nothing gonna happen. Don't nobody give a fuck. So youngsters, stay away from that shit. Stay away from them drugs. Shit ain't good. You know what I'm saying? Not to fault them. Yeah, that was gonna get to that. Like, not to step on toes, not to down them, but learn from DMX. And then DMX, you know what I'm saying? Like, DMX, how he got hooked, strung out, was because of a friend of his. You know what I'm saying? Like, that friend of his did him wrong. So it's like, all right, we gotta look out for each other. But guess what? You know what? Don't trust no motherfucking body, especially around drugs. I don't give a fuck if it is weed, because that shit can be laced. Like DMX's shit, that shit was laced, homie. So don't trust no motherfucking body, man. Make sure that weed is weed. If you gotta look in that motherfucker, excuse me, if you gotta gut that motherfucker, then so be it. Fuck that. Can't trust a motherfucker. That's all I got to say. You know, we got to look up. We probably just got to look it up, bro. And you know, it's funny. I know some funny lines that he said. Yeah, you know, like, y'all niggas eat up all the plate all you want, but not D. that song, What These Bitches Want. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember that line. I gotta look up some shit or whatever. X is
ain't no sunshine, ain't no sunshine when it's all that way. It's like, who's your dog fly?
All right, y'all been eating. Hold up. Check this out. Y'all been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Fuck around, I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate. You know what I'm saying? That's that hook to stop being greedy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's saying some real shit, man. Especially that first album, bro. He was on one. Back in the day. Like, hey, yo, dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches. All right, sweet bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, right? Make you want to eat bitches, but not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. That's what I'm saying. That's my line right there. Real cool action movies that came out like from like the late 90s to like the early 2000s. It was a lot of like just cool ones. They put a lot of hip hop in it. They even had rappers on it, on those movies. And you know, it had like a action hero guy, and it had like rappers on there. Like that was pretty good. That was a good little mix that they had going on, you know. I was just watching, that's the truth. I was just watching Exit Wounds last night. You know what I'm saying? With DMX and Steven Seagal. You know what I'm saying? So that was a pretty cool flick, man. Just remembering DMX and all that. I watched that movie anyway. Like, I didn't have to watch it because, you know, DMX died. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I just, I love that movie, so.
Gabrielle Union, you know
Man, you know what? I haven't really watched that movie, man. I heard of it. I ain't really watched it. That's the one that I, that's one of the ones that I missed, you know, that I missed watching. Yeah. Oh, love him some Gabrielle Union, man. Yeah, beautiful sister, man. Beautiful sister. Yeah, buddy. So, yeah. So you said that something about Nas, not Nas, but I'm sorry, Mos Def. Something happened with Mos Def.
No, I never said that.
Oh, okay. I must have misread your text. My bad, y'all. Typo. Well, not typo, but misread. Misread.
Nah, you gotta understand the lingo here. Mm-hmm. I can talk to Cole and all that shit.
Shout out to Mos Def. My bad, Mos Def. We haven't heard from Mos Def in a while. You heard about that? You didn't hear about that? Like, he went to some country, and then eventually, like, he lost his American citizenship, and then I heard, like, he came back, and he was able to come back, and so I don't know, you know, I don't know much about all that situation. All I know is I ain't saw or heard Mos Def in a while. You know what I'm saying? So... All right, man.